And I really didn't think about it for many years, man, until I was, and I was probably around 21 years old, something like that at the time. And then when I was 32, I started thinking about this stuff again, and then started thinking about that first encounter I had. And I was wanting to try to say that I had dreamed something or I'd had sleep paralysis, but I knew I wasn't asleep that time or the time when I was a kid. 5 years old, and just to kind of give you a little brief overview of that one, I don't know if you were going to ask that question for sure.
I was, but if you want to go ahead and tell it, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's kind of the way that I started dealing with this. Is kind of important to say that when I was 5 years old, I got up one night to go to the bathroom, and I walked down the hallway, and I was up out of bed, and I was walking down the hall, and the bathroom was on down the hall a little ways on the left, and there was a little dresser in the hallway, and so I passed this dresser, and right when I passed the dresser, this red arm comes out of the wall and grabs a hold of my left arm again. And I'm telling you, this stuff has significance. And he grabbed my left arm, and he came out of the wall like above me, and was pulling my arm up, and he was pulling me up on my tiptoes. I was only 5 years old, and he was pulling me toward the wall. And I knew he was going to take me through the wall. I knew he could, and I knew he was gonna. That's how bad that was, and you just have a knowing. It's kind of like sometimes when you dream, you have a knowing, and I think that's one reason some people try to make it that you were dreaming. But I didn't know what to do. I was trying to scream, and I couldn't scream, and so I looked down at my parents' room, and I was, you know, trying to think how I could get their attention. There's just no way, you know, if you can't scream and you can't get away, there's nothing you can do. So I thought, well, I'll bite it. I was going to bite the devil. I'm not kidding you. You know, I've never heard of anybody biting the devil before, but I was about to. And as I went to go bite him, since he was pulling me up, he had my arm up like by my face, you know, where I was trying to hold, like almost like doing a pull up, trying to pull back on it. And his fingernails was like 3-4 inches in front of my face. That's just the way he had a hold of me. And I remember being mesmerized, looking at the cuticles, and I studied them, and it seemed like I was there for like 5-10 minutes just looking at his fingernails and the cuticles. And like, if you have ever been in the dark and you put your hand over a flashlight and your hand glows red, this whole being was like that. The whole being. And around, you could see the cuticles, you could see light coming out from under the fingernails, the whole thing, the whole arm was glowing red. And I thought, well, I'll bite it, you know, and I was like, snap out of it, you know, quit looking at his fingernails and bite him, you know, what, you got to get away here. And as I went to go bite him, I seen something move off to the right, and I looked over, and it was my sister. She came into the hallway. And she was standing there with her mouth like wide open, just froze looking at this. She couldn't believe what she was seeing, you know, kind of look. And then, bam, I remember nothing more at that point right there. When I was 32, from 5 years old, and then I had that experience that we just talked about, the Darrow being and the shadow entity and the roar, had that when I was around 21. And then all the way till I was 32, I just never talked about it. And I started thinking about it. And this is a little bit before I had my experience with the Baptist preacher painting the mural and things like that. So I hadn't come to the Lord fully yet. But I started thinking about this. And I really wanted to convince myself that I dreamed. I didn't want to think that entities could come through a wall and grab you, because I was having trouble sleeping at night. I was scared to go to bed. And here I am, 32 years old, scared of the dark. I mean, it's not okay. You know, it's kind of embarrassing even, you know. I did this job for a psychiatrist, and I told him about that experience, and he said, well, you hallucinated. And I said, no, man, my sister walked in on it, on that first one there. And, you know, and I didn't even tell him about the Darrow thing because I started with the first one there. And I said, no, I was not asleep, you know. And it wasn't a sleep thing. He said, well, you hallucinated. And I said, no, my sister saw it. I know she did. She walked in. And he said, well, y'all agreed about what you saw. And you had a shared hallucination is what he called it. And I'm doing this job for this guy, pouring some concrete. And he's saying, you know, he was a psychiatrist, legit psychiatrist. And that's what he was saying. So, you know, I wanted to kind of say, okay, you're right. So the only thing I needed to do was call my sister. And I wasn't going to feed her anything because he was saying, you all agreed about what you saw. I had never talked to my sister about that, not one time, my whole life. And so I called her up. She lived in North Carolina, and I was living in Kentucky. And I said, do you remember when we lived in Marion, Indiana? And she said, like it was yesterday. I didn't even tell her nothing about what I was going to ask her about. She said, like it was yesterday. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, I remember that like it was yesterday. And I said, what do you remember? She said, I remember a devil sticking out of the wall and had a hold of you and was pulling you, because I didn't really know it had me up on my tiptoes, and it had one arm around me, too. It had a hold of me with one arm, and it had an arm around me. So on the thumbnail of that video, I drew that exactly like she saw it. And I said, well, what was it? She said, I always thought it was the devil. And she described it from what she saw, and this thing had curled ram horns. It was red, and it had a goatee. And on the thumbnail, I draw it with no hair because it didn't have hair. But that's what it was. It was sticking out of the wall, kind of above me. And so there I am. So the next day, I go back to the job, and I say, look, you know, I called my sister, and you know, she saw this thing, and we have never talked about it, and that stumped him. And he said one thing, though. I didn't even ask him about why he said this, and I wish I did, because I've never forgotten it. But he said, these things have to do usually with a family secret. And I was like, what? Family secret? What are you talking about? You know, now, like, what I think, you know, I think about that, I was thinking, well, maybe there was, like, witchcraft, or I didn't know of anything like that. I'd never seen none of my family playing with a Ouija board, or you know, what, I don't know what he meant other than maybe it was some kind of door that was opened up to allow something like that into your home, which there must have been some kind of something. But I always knew that these two experiences I had, that God was going to use it for something. I always knew that since 5 years old. I always knew that something that was going to be for a reason. And I believe that is for such a time as this. I really do. Because God has called me into this thing, this ministry that happened on accident. I shared these things on YouTube. And I didn't know they were going to kind of take off and the channel was going to grow at all, but it did. And then I started having people contacting me with their stories. So that's kind of what my supernatural encounters in a nutshell. Well, when I was a kid, we grew up in church, and I think about like most people I grew up in church. I, you know, was in the plays and things like that. And when I was probably about 13, maybe 14 years old, I got saved, and I remember getting baptized. I was kind of scared to get dunked in the water. I had a little bit of fear of water, but I went through with it because I really wanted for the Lord to be my Savior. And I remember when I got saved, and I tell this sometimes when I give my testimony on some of the videos, that after I had gotten baptized, the Bible says repent and you believe and you be baptized and you receive the Holy Spirit. And I went and sat down in the pew after I got baptized, and I remember the peace that God gives coming on me, and I thought, oh my goodness, this is the most awesome, peaceful feeling, that and I didn't want it to end, and for me, that right there was huge to show. I mean, the peace that God can give you is almost unexplainable, and not that you have that all the time, you know, but and when I had that's when nightmares stopped. I had nightmares every single night from an experience I had when I was young, at 5 years old, and from there I kind of just went on, and I didn't really live for God, so to speak, until later in my life, around probably 32, I met this Baptist pastor, and I had just taken up oil painting, ironically, and I bet you I hadn't painted for 6 months, and I showed this preacher. And I was in really desperate need of some work. I showed this preacher one of my oil paintings, and he took it to the church, and they commissioned me to work and paint a mural at the church. That, you know, because God gave me some talent for art, and I had won an art contest when I was in the third grade, and I remember art teachers coming from all over and asking me how I did this, and they were all stumped. And you see some of my artwork on the videos, when I got the better programs to do the art, they got better, but, you know, anyway, I was pretty good with oil paintings, and I stood in this baptistry for 6 weeks painting this big mural of the Holy Trinity, and the Lord began to deal with me again, and this Baptist preacher and his wife prayed for me on a regular basis. They would get on their knees in their home, I found out later, and they would pray. And I remember I was at home one day, and I started crying. And I was like, why in the world am I crying? What's going on? You know, I didn't know what in the world was going on. You know, I was just crying out of the blue. And I didn't realize that the Holy Spirit was pulling at me. And then it came down to, I had this thought coming in my head, I want you to get up and go to church tomorrow. And kept telling me to go to this specific church that was right down the street. And it was, the name of the church is Rosedale, and it was a Southern Baptist church. And you know, that's just where God wanted me at the time. The Bible says that he puts us in the body of Christ as it pleases him. And we need to accept where he puts us. And so I ended up going, but I had a experience that I call getting saved. It's kind of like when you just fully commit, you know, because I believe I was saved, but I fully committed. And I remember I got in the shower, and all of a sudden I just felt naked. And it's hard to explain. It was almost like what Adam and Eve must have felt like. I felt exposed, and like it was like fully, like God could see every part of my life, you know, and just the nakedness feeling of that. Instead of running from God like Adam and Eve did, I just sat down in the shower, and I said, Lord, okay, I can't do it. You know, I have to have your help and your guidance, and I really believe that the Lord at that point right there began to change my heart and work on my character and work on me in a deeper way, and not from just being saved, but to use me, to call me according to his purpose, and that was a really humbling thing, to take that pride out of you and to take that rebellious kind of spirit. Because there's wickedness bound up in people's hearts far more than they even know. And sometimes I feel like we justify different things and we don't allow God to search us like we should. And that's kind of what happened to me, and it's, you know, it's ongoing sanctifying work, you know, all the time, but I'm grateful because I feel like God found me. I wasn't looking for him, just put it that way.